Greetings again, pilgrims. It's a Tuesday, September 7th, and this is episode number 30 of our Daily Respite series. And this is Pastor Bob coming to you from our broadcasting studios at the House of Peace, the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois. Amen. And if it's Tuesday, then it's Drew Lugenbuehl and his very provocative and interesting daily devotional called Adventure Is Out There. Adventure Is Out There. And as we have picked up on, Drew Lugenbuehl's devotional is very much grounded in the weeds of everyday life, right? I mean, the real stuff, the little stuff that sometimes can be so hard that reveals us when we're being unfaithful or have lost our way. It's the little things in life that actually serve as the evidence, you know. Those temptations, those personal desires, right? Feeding the ego, all those little things we do every day that just slip by without us noticing that we have somehow forgotten about God in those very minutes. How does that happen? Well, today, Drew Lugenbuehl helps us out a little bit. His devotion for September 7th is called Flee the Temptation. Flee the Temptation. I guess first you have to recognize the temptation, which is not always easy, right? And then flee. Drew Lugenbuehl gives us a scripture verse to start with, then his devotional, and then he ends with a takeaway. So that's how we'll proceed. Flee the Temptation by Drew Lugenbuehl. We begin with the scripture from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. So that's literally 2 Timothy 2:22, if you're keeping track. And here's what Paul writes to his apprentice and future leader of the early church, Timothy. He says this, "So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." Again, 2 Timothy 2:22, "So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." Drew Lugenbuehl shares this with us today. Oh, to be young. At least that's what lots of adults say. Being young has several advantages. You tend to be more energetic, more physically capable, and even more mentally capable. However, being young comes with one glaring disadvantage. You don't have experience. You don't know how to react to situations because, frankly, it's the first time being in them. Experience is a wonderful thing. In the sports realm, we call them veterans. Anyone who has started for years brings with them their wealth of knowledge. Understanding what will happen is a huge advantage. Unfortunately, as youth, we tend to miss out on that. We tend to learn the hard way. One such area is in the sexual realm. At some point, every young person is going to feel something for someone. The timelines vary, but the bottom line is that it's going to happen. The problem is that so many of them are ill-equipped for the temptations that follow. What's worse is many of them don't see themselves as compromising their core beliefs. For instance, perhaps one date they're holding hands. The next, they kiss. Maybe then the kissing becomes a bit more passionate. Perhaps they are still good. Maybe some heavier petting, the not just hand-holding kind, takes place. Pretty soon, they're so far from where they started that they don't know how to control the next step. I think you all can guess where the next step is going. The basic idea is that we should run when temptation strikes. Sure, it may look cowardly in some instances, but if it protects your heart, then it is worth it. When I was in college, I took a class which required some in-the-field experience. On my first day in the field, one of the students in the class offered to have sex with me. It was quite the introduction to the class. The other teacher was helping another student, so he never heard the comment. And I'm not the kind of guy to get someone in trouble, so I let it go. Thankfully, the experience was very short-lived, so there wasn't an issue in keeping my distance. However, my college professor now uses that example when telling his students what they may experience out in the field. I remember telling my class about it the day after the experience, and they all just looked shocked. It was shocking. And my professor said that it was a first for him, especially on the first day. Either way, I get the story, and he gets the teaching material for future teachers in the field. And here's today's takeaway. Have you ever been in a tempting situation? How did you react? Don't be afraid to walk away from it. Temptation is a nasty beast, and you can't let it get a foothold in your life. That is all. Amen.